And we're back on Consumer Advocate. Steve Sudol in studio with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. And John, you know, husbands and wives don't always see eye to eye on financial issues. You know, tell me about it, right? So can you tell us about some couples that you've worked with that have disagreed on some of these issues and why they disagreed? And more importantly, what was the ultimate solution?
Well, it's kind of funny because I said most couples, you know, I'd say out there obviously have different situations when it comes to money. And women generally are a little bit more conservative. You know, they don't want to lose anything, where men seem to roll the dice a little bit more. They're more of gamblers. And we had a situation actually the other day where a client came in here, husband and wife. They sat down here with us. He was all in the market. He was all in different funds. He was all in. He made a lot of money over the last few years, obviously, because the market is going straight up. But his wife was sitting there and she was cringing because she remembered what happened in 2008. And it got to the end of the meeting. She was like, what am I going to do? He says, he just doesn't listen. And they just kind of had an argument here with us. And we're sitting there. We try to meet a common ground because, again, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. Well, one of the solutions we put together for him was, being a fiduciary firm here, we were also able to put together a portfolio-based strategy together for him where he can keep his money and managed accounts where he can get a little bit more aggressive with it. So what we're able to do is we were able to put together a solution where he can still lock in his gains every couple of years with an uncapped strategy, but also put together an income play for the spouse. So no matter what happens, the gains we're locking in every year, her principal was 100% protected, and she also had an income strategy that she would never outlive, even if she spent every nickel that we rolled over. So that was a solution that we kept everybody happy. He was happy because he had still had the opportunity for growth in the market. He didn't feel like he was leaving anything on the table. She was extremely happy with the portion that we locked in, completely protected it. No matter what happens in the market, she would never lose a penny of her principal. And also an income plan 5 years from now when they're both retired that she will never outlive the money. And that was just peace of mind for both of them. So they both kind of got what they wanted.
Well, you are a problem solver. So how much money do we want to leave behind to the kids?
Well, that's their situation. Whatever is left behind, it was going to go all to their kids. Most of their money was sitting in IRA accounts. So the children, we showed them how the multi-generational distribution option was set up, our stretching of the IRA, how their kids can now take that money when mom and dad pass away, leave it as an IRA and take required minimum distributions at their current age, whether it's 40, 45, or 50. Well, a lot of our clients don't even realize that their kids can do that because it's the biggest tax bomb that's going to hit people's account is their IRAs because they have never been taxed. And that's why a lot of times for people who want to leave money to the kids, we try to do it through Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we do it through an IRA reboot, where we get rid of the taxes completely in today's low tax environments, because where do you think taxes are going to be 10, 15 years from now, higher or lower? I mean, most economists are saying higher. We got $20 trillion in debt. So eventually, I mean, no matter what happens here, we're going to get rid of the taxes, but it's nice to know, hey, listen, if we can do the taxes internally where the clients do not have to write a check for them, and say they pay $100,000 in taxes over the next 4 years, that $100,000 will always earn interest. So we can hopefully get their tax money back over a period of time. So again, it's like, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
Exactly. So that's a question that, my parents struggled with this one. Do we downsize to a smaller home or stay where we are? Is there a right answer?
No. Everybody's situation is different. You know, a lot of clients, you know, they want to move, like they downsize when they retire if they want to, because they might have the bigger houses. They don't like climbing the stairs, especially here in Illinois. What I like to say, we live in Crook County, not Cook County, with the high tax rates we have here. So they might want to get a condo, pay less in taxes. Some clients, I had three people this month that said they were moving to Indiana once they retired for the lower tax rates. So, I mean, everybody's situation is different. Downsizing, again, some people like the lawns, some people like doing the garden. Other people don't like it at all. So, I mean, everybody's situation is different. You know, everybody's idea of an ideal retirement, you know, you might have one idea and I have a different idea. Sometimes spouses have different ideas. They don't agree on them. You know, we had one lady in here that she wanted to move to Arizona. She loved it. Her husband absolutely hates the heat. He wanted to move to Montana. Talk about two opposite directions. So, I mean, everybody's situation is different. We just got to sit down and put a plan together that works for you and your family.
And you've got a great offer to encourage folks to do just that.
Well, absolutely, Steve. For all of our listeners who are listening here today, give us a call. We'll put together a complete income plan for you. For those of you who are thinking about possibly rolling 401ks, come in here with our fiduciary in the office, John Herron. He'll do a complete portfolio analysis for you, show you what your current fee structure is. Is it in line with what you're looking to do? And then we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And for any listeners who come on board with over $250,000, Steve, we put together a complete will for them and a power of attorney for finance and health care. And for any clients who come on board with $500,000 or more, we provide them a complete living trust. So it helps them avoid the probate process completely.
Well, finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense a straight talk instead of a financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call 800-477-1135, and you will receive a comprehensive financial review showing where you are right now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you really have nothing to lose. Just call now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John, the show has flown by. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you find the information we presented helpful. And we look forward to seeing you again next week with some new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.